Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute. Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Our boss, Jim, checking in. I care what Nick likes. Brooks and Dunn, what the F, Nick? That's from our boss. And somebody says, say hi to Country Nick for us. One of yeehaw. Our listeners. Yeah, yeehaw.
Make sure you say the full name when you
call
him that.
I love how he kept that quiet last week. He wasn't at that show. I love that. Oh, yeah, I was there.
He knows better.
He gets it.
He knows better.
Yeah, but he knows he's going to get found out eventually.
I guess.
Well, yeah.
Found out by a guy that also didn't say where he was at.
Right. So I made it almost a week.
You did.
At least the guy who busted him at Les Mis said, hey, I was at Les Mis.
Oh, yeah.
That was a gay guy,
my
too.
Gay friend.
That was immediate. Yeah. That was before that show even started.
I know. I got a text from Wesley. Yeah, he's my buddy.
He's like, I'll text him. Like, oh, I'll hear about this.
He texts me that.
Oh, good.
Nick's at Les Mis in the front row. Yeah.
So those are the interpreters that were standing right in front of me during Les Mis were also the sign language interpreters at my daughter's graduation.
Oh, really? Same people?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Not at Brooks and Dunn?
I didn't see them there.
They weren't signing. Did they do, what's the cover they did that we like? It's a horrible cover, but we like the original.
Oh, they did.
My Maria.
My Maria.
Yeah.
And it's not as good as the original.
Yeah. Did they butcher that?
Yeah. Well.
They did their version.
They made it a hit.
So, yes.
They did.
Hit second time around. But
it's
not
as good as the original.
No.
The only thing that surprised me about the Brooks and Dunn portion of that show was that one of them has across his forearm, on one arm, just says cowboy real big. Tattoo.
Well, it's a guy. Now I'm thinking about this. Yeah, Brooke. Who wears the cowboy hat?
Kix Brooks.
Yes,
the entire crowd.
There were many.
No, but he's the. Oh no, he's a Trump a-hole. He's all over social media. Brooks is. Yeah, I know who I'm looking at. No, I'm thinking of Rich. Cowboy.
You were thinking of Big and Rich.
Yeah,
not Brooks.
I'm sorry. It might not be you. Yeah, Big and Rich, that guy, the one that wears the cowboy hat.
Yeah.
He's a complete Trump asshole, man.
I wonder how much those dudes hang out when they're not on stage. Because I'm sure they have different, very, very different personalities. Looking at their tour buses, the Brooks guy, his is like plastered in his face advertising some like show he's got or something. And then the other guy is just like very... discreet.
All depends on who you want knocking at your bus when it's sitting around.
Right. A lot of them go incognito. Yeah. A lot of them dress it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But you see more incognito than you used to back in the day because you don't want people just bugging you when you're in that day.
Big and Rich, the guys who are coming to your city.
City.
Yes, they are. They are coming to your city.
God, I hate that.
Yep.
Read this the other day in verywellhealth.com. Watermelon. It's a large, round, or oval fruit with a green rind and juicy.
Sucks.
I drank watermelon.
It has a sweet taste.
Yeah.
It may or may not have seeds.
You're on the wrong side of history on this one, puss. Mm-hmm.
Thanks to its high water content and abundance of health promoting nutrients, watermelon not only quenches thirst, but it can also support
weight
maintenance.
You try to be a healthy guy, puss. Listen
eye
to
health and muscle recovery.
I eat watermelon every day now. Basically, after I go walking.
I thought there were more calories in watermelon.
Why was there any calories in water? It's made of water.
46 calories. There are some per serving.
How big is a serving?
Let's see.
But it's also water calories, Todd.
One cup.
It's not carbs or fat in it.
So think of a little cup.
Oh, I eat a bunch of that crap.
It's like fruit celery.
Reasonably high in vitamin C. Uh-huh. Acts as an antioxidant. Supports immune health. Wound healing. Everybody needs wound healing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Natural source of lycopene. It's potentially reduced the risk of prostate cancer, heart disease. keeps you hydrated.
Everybody's piling on Nick.
Maintain
now.
Your weight.
This guy's a big paragraph on the email about Ripple and where to find it and how good it is. Absolutely necessary to take three or four alone if you get dragged to a Brooks and Dunn concert. Holy yes, Nick. What were you thinking? Yeah, we have enough abuse on the show with each other, let alone volunteering abuse. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
And I'm not gonna go for the he got dragged anymore.
No, me neither.
You there was no dragging.
No,
I was asked, but it's like it was one of those things where like the whole family was going. Yeah, it's either like I could just stay home and be. And a lot of times stuff like that. If I say no, then they leave,
guy.
I'm like, you know, 10 minutes later, I'm like, I should have gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if there's like a $50-$60 ticket involved, I think everybody's fine. I mean, if
it's also a weekday concert, man.
Oh yeah,
but it's got to be Kiss to see a weekday concert.
It was done at a very. I think they were done at like 10:30, but that show started right on time. You could tell that everything was very regimented.
They don't want to be out too long, you know.
Watermelon is 91% water.
Yeah.
Small study found that consuming watermelon daily can promote greater satiety or whatever.
That
makes you feel fuller.
A low-fat cookie snack for up to 90 minutes.
When I have a sweet tooth, I eat watermelon instead of a cookie.
Participants also experienced weight loss as well as improvements in the following risk factors for heart disease, blood pressure, triglycerides, blood fat, Nick, LDL, and HDL. That's the bad and good cholesterol, respectively. Supports eye health, got the vitamin C, boosts the immune system, also because of the vitamin C. Push, you'd like this. The citrulline.
Who hates the flavor? I don't understand that.
And watermelon can boost nitric oxide production and reduce ammonia levels. That increases blood flow, oxygen to the muscles, so it relieves muscle soreness. Good post-workout.
Yeah,
little
again,
snack there.
And I don't understand the you don't get, I don't like the taste. I'm sure there's something out there that you don't like the taste of, so you just don't eat it.
It's coconut.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
But coconut, so you do understand.
I'm with you on the coconut.
Coconut cake. I mean, I can have coconut in a the flavor
Almond
of coconut,
Joy?
No, I hate Almond Joys too. That's
I don't like
that.
Mounds
yeah,
either.
That's that dried, flaky coconut.
That's it. That's what I don't like.
Fresh coconut is actually really sweet, but it's super expensive and it's hard to get.
In a pina colada, I can drink a ton of those. Yeah, that's actually coconut. Yeah. I'm actually not that picky about food. In fact, that's what makes me, I'm not really mad at you, puss, about that. I could care less, but couldn't care less. Jesus.
I don't want
the police to show up. The jackass police.
Get it right.
No, it's just, I just get mad when anybody is picky because it's tough to order. Like especially if you're ordering sup, what do you want? I want this. You can't tell them no to this, none of that. And that's why some of the apps now are perfect for that.
Yeah.
But a lot of those apps, the stuff comes still wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, just eat it.
But I mean, watermelon is not something that I have to have held off of a sandwich
or a pizza,
you know, or a pizza. It's a very easy thing to just not have.
Right.
If somebody's individually ordering something and they have, you know, they don't want whatever, I'm fine. But when you're like ordering pizza as a group,
that's it.
Sucks. Like,
that's what bugs me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who doesn't like that?
Yeah.
I don't like pizza sauce.
Yeah.
Why are we getting pizza?
You want to hear the downside of watermelon, puss?
Tastes like hell.
You're avoiding.
I don't know. Anybody doesn't like watermelon except for puss.
You know one.
Yeah. I do know one. Yeah.
Well, and I've gotten backed up on the email by that.
Were you getting beat up by a watermelon as a kid or something like that?
No.
Did your mom,
I never enjoyed the flavor of it.
Did the kids chase you down the street of Alaska with a watermelon?
Throwing watermelons at you?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I blocked that memory out.
When they're
can
small,
you catch it with your jazz
nice
hands?
Softball size.
Yeah, the smaller watermelon.
But we would eat them and not throw them at people.
Yeah, are the benefits of watermelon negated if it's like infused with vodka?
Probably.
No, I don't think.
Oh,
think vodka,
no, no.
Vodka, that's that watermelon Borg sounds good.
That would only enhance that. Right. In fact, I throw a piece of watermelon into my Moscow Mule every once in a while.
How about the one where you pour
to convince himself
you cut a hole
healthy
in the watermelon and just put a vodka and let it soak in there. It drips in. That's amazing. Yeah. That's also healthy for you.
My wife's grandma once, she was at a summer family gathering and nobody had seen her for a while. And so he turns, they're like, where's grandma? It turns around, she has like 8 watermelon rinds all in front of her. She's like, this watermelon's great. I had no idea it was soaked in vodka.
She had no idea.
Yeah,
grandma was ass-faced.
Yeah,
right.
Grandma down. Yeah. Grandma down.
So grandma needed a ride home.
was grandma able to stand up from that picnic table?
Watermelon's probably the kind of fruit that you could put the Everclear into.
Yeah, you
if
could.
If you really want messed up.
Yeah, I'm more
but
of
apparently
a
not good for you
anymore
if you have the itty-bitty bowel syndrome.
What's itty bitty bowel?
Oh, irritable bowel
syndrome.
IBS. diabetes.
Itty bitty bowel means you've just got a tight sphincter, right?
As a low glycemic load.
You had me at that.
However, people with diabetes should be mindful of their portion sizes if you're eating.
My A1C.
Oh. Yep.
God, I just met a girl dancing.
Dance like a fat girl. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, if you're prone, it
and
may
she
trigger
can dance.
Migraines. Do you get
Push
the migraines?
Push said that, by the way.
I don't. Yeah. I don't. Never had a migraine, and that's not something I want to ever experience because they sound like they're terrible.
Excessive daily consumption of watermelon. You shouldn't consume anything excessively.
No.
May lead to a rare skin condition.
Well.
Called lycopenia. That turns your skin red or orange.
If you start turning the color of a watermelon, you've had too much.
Somebody got to check into Trump's watermelon consumption.
No, he's more orange.
Yeah, that's painted.
He probably eats a lot of cantaloupe. You know,
that's not a natural orange.
Yeah, you hear a lot of good, like everybody talks about the health benefits of like green tea.
I
hate green tea.
I can drink it, but I don't drink it that much.
I don't mind it.
I mean, I've tried to have like like they sell bottles of cold green tea, you get at the gas station.
And
it's good for you. I can't get into the flavor of it.
Yeah.
You know,
cold green tea time again.
Yeah,
time again.
It always will be. Yeah. When Kiss went healthy,
everything we have is infused with vodka. You know, that's pretty much on this show.
Yeah,
how does that even infuse that stuff? Man?
I know there's lots of things out there that are healthy for you, but if I don't like the flavor, I'm just not going to go for it.
Yeah.
You know.
Do your parents like watermelon?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Most people do.
Might have been that 8-hour trip to Canada. You hit your head or something.
Most of the world.
Dude, that was like something 14. Happened. Yeah. That had to have been 12 to 14 hours in the back of that truck.
Man, that's crazy.
Each way. We were at least.
And dad's that age, or any age for that matter, we're getting there. We ain't stopping.
No, we stopped for the night. We stopped for the night somewhere like Duluth or somewhere.
So you could get up and lay down again.
and then it was another 2 or 3 hours past that into Canada the next day.
Were you going up into Ontario?
Yeah.
Northern Ontario?
Nah, not northern. Like southern central Ontario.
Oh, that's walleye heaven, man.
Hair lip.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the site of one of my...
Walsh's yesterday, Todd. All right.
It was the site of where I decided in my life that fishing was not my thing. After 5 days in a row of 12 hours in a boat every day, I went...
5 days?
You know, this isn't really my thing.
Did your mom sit there every day, too?
One day, she's like, I'm going to go into town and get supplies and stuff. You guys go ahead. And I went, oh, no.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, that was not a fun trip.
What an ingrate.
I don't think your kids followed your path that way either, really.
Do any of your kids fish?
Zane
and I used to fish all the time.
Yeah.
Back in when we camped a lot.
And then he moved all the way to Mexico, so he didn't have to fish.
He said, I'm moving to Mexico.
Dad keeps asking me to fish. I'm just going to move to Mexico.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What's this email? I'm not familiar with the guy's music. I know that Z plays it, but he's also a country artist, Jelly Roll, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know it.
He's got
care.
A couple of hits in the rock
but
world.
But any Jesus
these
freak
days.
Now?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I haven't read a whole lot about the guy, but his latest song is called Need a Favor. I only talk to God when I need a favor.
What if you guys watched this yet? Jelly Roll on Hulu. I was a big fan, but it comes off preachy. Seems like he's once a cult of sober addicts. Is he a sober guy now?
I think maybe.
I don't know.
He's got a face full of tattoos. Like
I know. I know what he looks like. He looks like a fat Post Malone.
Yeah, right, he's made some bad decisions on drugs in the past, and maybe has stop doing that.
But this guy's got it wrong. He says he dropped rock and went country. It's the other way around, right? He dropped country, now he's rock?
Yeah, he's kind of trying to dip into the rock
but
world.
But he still twangs it, right?
Oh, yeah.
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 It's a team
it's
of,
all cheesy, cringy
is
music.
Well, yeah. I know. I think I heard one song Push was playing one day. He's a midday maven here at the show on our station.
That's from 12-Ounce Vodka, who is also a member of the Team Zero Hit Club.
Right,
Nick,
right.
So that makes you feel any nice. Better. We'd like
listen, I know people that don't drink but are not preachy and don't give a crap if you I party. They're my favorite non-drinking friends. But the ones that are preachy and the soap, you know, I don't hang with them, you know.
I like people who don't drink.
Just because I can handle my alcohol, you can't. Right. Don't yell at me.
That buy you a drink.
Yeah.
Those are cool non-drinkers.
The non-drinkers will buy you a drink?
Yeah.
I was going to spend money on this, but I don't drink
anymore.
Or the
ones that just leave a whole bottle of Tito's on the bar for you to pound down.
Yeah, he did, but we more where that came from.
The Rock said many years ago, before he blew up in regards to Jelly Roll, that his music helped him get through a rough patch in his life, and he'll never forget it.
Oh, like you in Linkin Park?
Yeah. Made me mad when I was so sad.
I love this
so
guy's
sad.
This guy's mad at the preachy sober addict cult, and his name is 12-Ounce Vodka. His Deadpool name. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
Somebody make a good point here on the email about the watermelon with the heart benefits. Does that mean you shouldn't put salt on it?
Oh, yeah, probably not.
I never did put salt on my
watermelon. I've seen a lot of people do that.
Oh, yeah. I know a ton of people have done that. I never liked it because I like the sweetness of watermelon.
They say that it's like if you put a little salt on it, it's supposed to help the sweetness come out a little bit more because there's a contrast.
I've heard that.
On the taste buds of your tongue, they detect the sweetness more because of the salty
there. I know. I just don't like salt in my watermelon.
Yeah.
I know people that do that.
The
never
problem
do.
With that is you also detect the salty, and the thing I like about the watermelon is the sweet.
That's yeah. But I know people. I know a lot of people put salt in their watermelon. Yeah, so
but
don't
I mean,
do that.
I
don't put salt on anything. You know.
But I've seen like my daughter when she'll make cookies at home. Mm-hmm. She put a little. If you just put a little tiny bit of salt on top of the cookies when after they come out of the oven, it's a really good flavor.
That's really good on a peanut butter
cookie. Back in. I was clarify. I wasn't embarrassed to say I was at the concert. I had a special connection with my deceased grandpa with the Only in America song. I was trying to save Nick the embarrassment of saying he went to the show. Oh, he didn't want to tell us that.
Oh, he's going to guilt trip us with the dead grandpa story.
Yeah, whatever. Nick didn't have a dead grandpa like this, though. He's got none. Yeah. My bad, Nick. LOL. All right.
No, it was inevitable.
No, I don't know if it was.
Unless you responded there.
I didn't know he was there. My Facebook shows me who's around. I have no idea how these concerts are going on. And I got Facebook friends other places, too. Wichita and places like that. So I have no idea. And they always show these people sitting in a concert. Can't wait. Matchbox 20. Oh, Jesus, you know.
My dad, they're going to be in town. My dad wanted to go see.
Your dad's
he still
gay.
Said that that's one of the best. He saw Rob Thomas solo, I think. He still says that's one of the best concerts he's
sing.
Ever been
he
to.
Can, he can he's, sing. They're good pop hits.
He's fine.
Yeah,
if they sang their entire first record and then said goodnight, I'd go.
And I like his solo song. What's that song? Huge hit.
Santana?
Smooth? That was Santana.
No. He had a solo record. Because he had a solo record.
Yeah.
And it was a big hit.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. You'd know it. It played forever. I think it was probably one of the biggest hits even that he had, you know. And it wasn't Smooth.
It wasn't Smooth.
Man,
give me a list of his solo hit songs.
Yeah, I'm looking at
it. Can't Help Me Now, Someday, Lonely No More, Pieces.
Singles from Rob Thomas that went number one AC, Lonely No More.
No, that ain't it. Yeah. That is it.
Yeah, 2005. Yeah, that album went. The single went platinum.
Yeah, that was a good song.
That has to be the one you're thinking of.
That was a good song, right. But that's a one you bring a date to.
Yeah.
You don't go to that Matt, you and your buddies don't head out to see Matchbox 20. Unless you're Mark.
Well, you'd be banging each other. Yeah.
Unless you're inserting
Well, then your buddy is your dad.
And your wieners in each other.
Wearing your ironic rock t-shirts.
I went to see Boy George with my brother-in-law.
That's an 80s class. What year was that?
Two years ago.
Oh, really? Okay. How was he? Can he still sing?
Yeah, it's fine.
He's got a great voice, man. All right.
Did he bring the...
How good was that crowd?
Come on.
It wasn't in the 80s, they drew a bigger crowd because they were a huge band.
Was it just Boy George, or did he have the Culture Club with him?
I don't remember.
He used to bang a guitar player. They had a falling out.
Remember did they? Sorry.
That'll happen.
That. Yeah. You remember that
Steven
behind
Tyler better watch out.
If you remember Behind the Music, he was banging his guitar player, or this drummer, excuse me. And his drummer, the whole time in that behind the music, was saying that we used to shag, but I'm not gay.
Well, at least for a few minutes.
Well, yeah, in that moment, you were.
It's a weird. Right. It's a, I mean, if you remember the behind the music with the Culture Club, which is, you know, they're all good. But he used to shag his drummer because they talk like that because they're British. And his drummer kept saying, "Yeah, we shagged once in a while, but I don't like to talk about it because I'm not gay."
Well, at least in that moment, you're pretty gay.
You've at least considered
it. And it lasted for a while, too. Yeah.
But he could be bisexual because he shagged.
No, he just said he wasn't gay. He didn't even do that.
Every once in a while.
He just said, and now he's with married and everything with a kid. But
well, not gay doesn't necessarily mean straight. You could be bisexual. You could be bisexual.
Doesn't come off that way. If you watch it, he's kind of like, nope, never, I did, but I'm not gay.
Okay.
He just kept saying that.
That behind the music came out before there were many subtle levels.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know?
Exactly, right.
I wonder if his wife does the, there's your boyfriend, whenever Boy George pops up on the TV.
Probably.
Yeah. If she knows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do Paul Stanley.
Well.
Yeah. I'm not arguing with
right.
you.
Just right. Just once. For the story.
Yeah, all right.
That'd Baby, less, tell be, you find
that'd be
a
less,
man.
Less embarrassing than
going to do John Travolta
going to a Brick,
just for the
Brooks
story.
And, Brooks and Dunn show, exactly.
I would do any celebrity just for the bit.
Yeah.
All right. Come on back.
Yeah, I think my wife would know. Do you have the 8-inch heels next to the bed? Whose shoe is this? Like, I don't know.
Next to the bed. Right. I just picture you in there cuddling with old face paint all over your face. You want to leave it on.
Yeah,
right?
It would be pretty obvious.
When you're kissing and everything. All right. Your dad will be here tomorrow. Come on back. All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.